The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. Of course, my sympathy to all of you who your entire world ended yesterday on the football field in Cleveland. I'm not making light, but what a reminder. There are many people who are just absolutely, totally, completely, unequivocally miserable today. Because ever since the end of the football season last year, this was going to be the year. This was the year for the Browns. We got Baker Mayfield. We got this person. We got that person. We got a brand new coach. We got rid of that old guy. Oh, my goodness. This is, in fact, just last week, there was serious discussion on sports radio all over the country, but especially in Cleveland. They're certainly going to make it to the playoffs. They could make it to the Super Bowl. Well, the season has just begun, and who knows what's going to happen. But they were routed yesterday. They were humiliated yesterday on the field in Cleveland. And Joy and I watched a little bit of the game, and what really got to me, and hey, I enjoy sports. I enjoy football. I'm a Buckeye fan. I enjoy going to football games. I am. I'm not crazy, you know. But the facial expression on so many people in the crowd, because they had such high dreams, such high expectations. This is our year. It's going to be our team. And it's just a reminder, folks, listen, and listen to me carefully. Never ever live your life vicariously through other people. Don't ever do it. Parents do it all the time with their kids at soccer and football. When my kids were little, I coached a lot of soccer. Didn't know anything about soccer until had kids that wanted to play, and I became a soccer coach. Coached a lot of teams for my son and one of my daughters. And I constantly saw parents living their lives vicariously through their children. They were hoping that their children would do everything that they couldn't do. And then football. Our son played football. Oh, my goodness. Some of the parents, my goodness. Our son wrestled. And wrestling is a tough sport. Hate wrestling. But, well, I hate watching my child wrestle, you know. But many times saw a parent just go ballistic, go crazy in football, in wrestling, and in soccer. A parent just go out of their heads because things didn't go well on the soccer field or the football field. They were clearly living their lives vicariously through their children. One time, it was indoor soccer season, and we were just a city league team in Westerville. We weren't an elite travel team or, you know, anything. We were just a city league team in Westerville. Well, a team, if I remember correctly, they were from Mansfield, and they were an elite travel team. And they were, in a couple of days, they were going to have this big tournament. and they needed some red meat. They needed somebody to practice on. And I don't remember even how they got in touch with me, but I was the coach of my son's team. And I got this call from the coach of this elite travel team. Hey, we're going to be in the Columbus area. We're looking for a team to play to kind of sharpen our skills because we're going to be in a big tournament, you know. And I said, okay, sure, why not? So we set the date and so forth at one of the indoor fields in Westerville. And I told my kids, I said, hey, we have nothing to lose. This is an elite travel team, one of the best soccer teams in the entire state. Just go out and have fun and do your best. If we lose, we lose. If we don't, hey, we're going to have fun. You know, we're just going to have fun. Oh, my goodness, these kids came. They all had matching bags, you know, for their soccer balls, their uniforms. They all had their names embroidered, you know, on their custom-made bags. And, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. And our kids were, you know, they were lucky to have shirts that matched. You know, their socks didn't match. Well, you probably know the end of the story. We beat them bad. We put a whooping on them. We did. And our kids had so much fun. A couple of the parents made absolute idiots of themselves. They went crazy. Their child was not supposed to be beat by this ragtag Westerville team. We weren't even a travel team. And oh my goodness, the parents were crazy. And I just thought that, okay, I understand being disappointed your team didn't win. You know, I get that. I understand you want to root for your, but just again, don't live your life vicariously through anybody else. Whether it's the Buckeyes or whether it's your child's soccer team or football team or wrestling or swimming team or whatever. Don't live your life vicariously. And that's, and I apologize for keep coming back to this, but the movie The Overcomer, I have never seen a movie ever on our identity in Christ, especially a movie that is a box office smash where the gospel is presented so unbelievably clear. But not only the gospel to the saved or to the unsaved, to those who are children of God, to those who are born again, to those who are saved, this movie will remind you or possibly teach you that your identity is not on the basketball court. This story is about a cross-country runner. Well, it's about a basketball coach that can't, well, anyway, I'm not going to give the storyline away. But two or three of the characters have their identity in something very temporal, very temporary, very earthly, including this Christian basketball coach. That was his identity. And his son had his identity in basketball. And there's this young girl who is struggling with her identity because of things that have happened in her life. And it's just a reminder, folks, don't put your life in other people's hands. Whether it's the Browns or the Bengals, or I guess there are some Steeler fans here. Don't live your life vicariously through other people. And to the parents listening to me or grandparents, don't do it with your children or your grandchildren or your job or even your marriage. Make sure that you understand who you are in Christ. Make sure you understand who you are in Christ. Go see the movie Overcomer. And I know this sounds like a shameless plug, but I don't mean it that way. If you're struggling with identity, please, please, please go to crosspower.net and get one of our DVD series. 7 sessions on 3 DVDs, and so much of it is about our identity in Christ. It'll change your life. Not because I'm doing the teaching, but because of the truth. Probably the most neglected area of the Christian life in the church today is who we are in Christ. And that's what that whole DVD set is all about. Go to crosspower.net, click on store, and order your DVD set. And go see the movie, Overcomer. It's a great movie. Great, great movie. All right, when we come back, the New York Times, in my opinion, is embracing and even glorifying child abuse. I'll explain what I mean when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I hate to bring this up again, but last week, our local community was just rocked by the accusation of child pornography against one of our major meteorologists, TV meteorologists. Here in Columbus, it's all we heard for about 48 hours. It just rocked the community. And the reason for that is there are not many taboos left. But one of them is child pornography. But what I said last week, and I think most of you will agree, if we were to go back 30 years... 40 for sure, but probably just 30 years. If you go back 30 years, there were a lot of taboos, including same-sex relationships, same-sex marriage. 30 years ago, for most of the American community, that was a taboo. It is no longer. Not only is it not a taboo, it is celebrated. We had 500,000 people here in Columbus for the Gay Pride Parade, when 30 years ago, that would have been a scandal. Now it's celebrated. And I said, if we continue walking down this path, child porn will no longer be a taboo. If we continue going in this direction, it's like I've said over and over and over again, when you start traveling down a road, don't look where it'll take you in 50 miles or 100, look where it'll take you in 500 miles or 1,000 miles. Well, kiddie porn is just a little further down the road than homosexual marriage. And I'm speaking the truth. Now, what is going to quicken the journey down that road to where what this meteorologist could spend years in prison for, what will hasten the path down the road for that to be no longer a taboo, but to be accepted? Well, among other things, the New York Times. Over the weekend, the New York Times featured a major editorial titled "Sashaying Their Way Through Youth." Alice Hines, one of their writers, wrote this major article, again, "Sashaying Their Way Through Youth," glorifying and celebrating young drag queens. Yeah, the subtitle, "Meet the Rising Drag Stars of America, Their Tweens." Again, that's from the New York Times. "Meet the Rising Drag Stars of America, Their Tweens." Alice Hines, in this major article, sings the praises of how wonderful it is that 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old boys are dressing up like women as drag queens and are performing as a drag kid. One of the kids featured is Desmond Napoles. who is a 12-year-old drag queen who has performed all over the country in gay nightclubs. He was on ABC. He was on NBC. He calls himself Desmond the Amazing. Here's part of what she says. Quote, as recently as the 1970s, when dressing as another gender could lead to arrest on charges of vagrancy or perversion in many jurisdictions, drag was an adults-only affair, relegated to underground spaces and rich in sexual innuendo. But as gay, listen to this, but as gay culture has gained mainstream acceptance, the number and variety of locations where drag is welcome have grown. G-rated story hours are now offered at public libraries. Kids and parents intent on raising them outside of traditional gender norms are keen to perform. And she goes on and says, this is wonderful that children are allowed to express themselves. But isn't that interesting? In her own words, she says this, it exactly illustrates what I was saying about this path that we're on, getting rid of all the taboos. Again, she says, as recently as the 1970s, when dressing as another gender could lead to arrest on charges of vagrancy or perversion, in many jurisdictions, drag was an adults-only affair, relegated to underground spaces and rich in sexual innuendo. And then she tries to make the case that today, a young child dressing up as the other gender, as a drag queen, there's no sexuality involved at all. It's not sexual at all. Oh, and by the way, in the article, this Desmond the Amazing says he is now somewhat uncomfortable by the number of men where he's performing that want to touch him. Those are his words. He's a little concerned. Folks, now listen. This is child exploitation. Just a few years ago, this would never be tolerated. A parent who encouraged their child to dress in sexually provocative ways in a gay nightclub in front of other men, that parent would be arrested and Children's Protective Services would take that child out of the home. Fast forward to 2019, and today we have the New York Times praising, celebrating what the writer herself admits just a few years ago was considered illegal and a perversion. This is child exploitation. And as long as you and I are silent, we will continue to travel down this road. And there is no vile, perverse place that this road will end. It will continue downward, downward.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.